Matthew Stuckey here from Verity Baptist Manila, and I wanted to make a video talking about a strategy to reach unreceptive countries with the gospel. When I'm talking about unreceptive countries, I'm not talking about the United States of America or countries like that, because you can still find places where you can definitely get people saved. But I'm talking about countries such as, you know, Qatar and Saudi Arabia and Japan and Italy and Hong Kong, countries that are just incredibly unreceptive to the gospel. And I'm also not talking about if you have a good church in the country you live in, a good church that you attend that goes soul winning, that's right on the gospel. I'm not really addressing this video to you, but I'm really kind of addressing this video to people that live in kind of dark countries where, you know, there's no great church and it doesn't seem like you can really get anybody saved. Nobody's interested in the gospel. Now, the Bible does promise that you can bear fruit. And so, you know, I don't think it really matters what area you live in. It is possible to bear fruit and to get people saved. Obviously, some areas it might be dangerous and some areas it might be harder than others, but it is possible to get people saved. Now, to understand this, let me give you a little bit of a background. And if you live in one of these unreceptive countries, I believe this video can be a blessing to you. So definitely think about this. And to give you a little bit of a background, the United States of America is truly the melting pot of the world. We have people that live here from, you know, all over the world. You know, there's people that are from Mexico, India, Russia, and a lot of other countries. Now, the countries I just mentioned, Mexico, India, and Russia, well, those three countries are the countries that have the most foreign expats living outside of their country. So basically, there's a ton of people that are Mexican citizens that live outside of Mexico. Now, people that are from Mexico generally tend to be extremely receptive to the gospel. They're very interested. They have a Catholic background, which is actually pretty helpful. They kind of have a Christian background, so to speak. And they're usually pretty receptive to the gospel. But the thing is that almost everybody that is a Mexican citizen that is a foreign expat living outside of Mexico, they live in the United States of America. Now, there's a ton of people from India and Russia also that live outside of their country that are foreign expats, but they tend to be very unreceptive to the gospel. If you have any experience talking to people that are from India or Russia at the door, they're generally extremely unreceptive to the gospel. Obviously, there's exceptions, but in general, that is proven to be the case. Anyone who has experience with that is going to let you know that. Well, those three countries are the three countries with the most foreign expats. They have over 11 million apiece. The fourth country with the most foreign expats is the Philippines. There are a ton of people that are from the Philippines that live outside of the Philippines. A lot of those live in America, but there's actually 16 countries in the world that have at least 100,000 Filipinos in them, including the ones I mentioned at the beginning. There's a ton of Filipinos in Saudi Arabia, over a million. There's over 100,000 in Italy and Spain. There's over 250,000 in Japan. There's a lot in Australia. There's a lot in countries around the world, and a lot of the countries that they live in are actually really unreceptive countries to the gospel. Now, I have some friends of mine that live in Hong Kong, and Hong Kong is just a really unreceptive area to the gospel. If you were to knock doors, by and large, people would not be interested in the gospel. And they've told me that when they talk to people that are locals, that are from that area, that are from Hong Kong, you know, if they're going to get them saved, they got to give them the gospel over and over and over again. It's not just a 20-minute conversation and they get saved, because they're mixed up on Buddhism and all these weird Eastern religions, and they just don't have an interest in the Bible and Christianity and the things of God. It's all new to them, so it's going to take them a while to get saved. So what they've told me is they focus on people that are Filipinos, because there's over 150,000 Filipinos that live in Hong Kong that are very receptive, and they focus on tourists, and they have much better success with that. Now, if you had a great church that was in Hong Kong that had 100 soul winners out, obviously you've got to have a plan to try to reach every single door, and you're going to go through a lot of unreceptive areas where you don't get too many people saved. But my friends in Hong Kong, it's almost like going soul winning in the Philippines, because they're preaching the gospel to Filipinos that have a Catholic background that are generally receptive to the gospel. And so basically, they know the areas, they know certain parks where, basically, I think it's on Saturdays, there's a ton of Filipinos there, and they specifically target those areas to preach the gospel because they know it's going to be receptive. Now, in America, there are definitely areas that are receptive to the gospel and areas that are unreceptive, but there's not necessarily a massive difference between the receptive and unreceptive areas. You can still get people saved in the unreceptive areas, and in the receptive areas, you can still have days where you have a bit of a dry spell and don't really get many people saved. But there are literally some countries where there's a segment of the population that is just extraordinarily receptive to the gospel, Whereas 90 whatever percent of the population is extremely unreceptive to the gospel. It's like that in Hong Kong. Now, when I was in college, me and my friends, you know, we had a small group of friends, you know, between kind of like 4 to 8 guys, so to speak, depending on what time, what year we were in, that were really zealous and knocking the doors. And we had a ton of success preaching the gospel because we knew what areas to target. We targeted where freshmen and sophomore live because, you know, freshmen in college are honestly probably the most receptive people in America to the gospel. They're just really interested in the things of God. And we would get, you know, tons of people saved. They're kind of thinking of spiritual things, and they're not too far brainwashed by the college system. They're actually really receptive from our experience going soul winning in universities in Ohio and also in West Virginia. They are really interested, and honestly, you know, we got a ton of people saved. But we didn't really knock the houses in West Virginia too much because we didn't have too many soul winners where we had to knock the houses, and we knew the apartment complexes with freshmen and sophomores would be a ton more receptive. And so basically, if you live in a really unreceptive country, I encourage you to specifically try to think about and target the areas that are going to be receptive to the gospel. Now, it's not simply Filipinos living abroad, but that's a great example because in the countries I mentioned, there are a ton of Filipinos. And if you would specifically target that group of people and know where those people hang out, where those people congregate, you could honestly have great success preaching the gospel. Now, obviously, I'm not from these countries. You know, I don't live in Saudi Arabia. I don't live in Qatar. I understand some of these are Muslim countries and there could be danger in preaching the gospel. Maybe you'd have to be wise about it. But honestly, you might be able to have success not trying to convert Arab Muslims to Christianity, but converting Filipino Catholics to Christianity. You might have a lot of success. And in some of these other countries like Japan and Italy and Spain, you know, I'm not sure if there's parks where a ton of them congregate on the weekends, but I know that in Hong Kong, they have had success because they're specifically targeting those areas. They know where the Filipinos hang out, and honestly, they get tons of people saved. Now, honestly, there might be other segments of populations of unreceptive countries that are receptive to the gospel as well. But I know that the Philippines is truly, you know, a soul winner's paradise. And honestly, people that have a Filipino background are generally just very receptive to the gospel and interested in the things of God. And so I would just encourage you, if you live in these unreceptive countries, if you live in Japan, if you live in, you know, Italy, Spain, Hong Kong, these areas that are generally unreceptive to the gospel, I would encourage you to try to target the areas that are receptive to the gospel and think about it and meditate on it. One thing I know about our movement is that our preaching is being listened to throughout the entire world. And there's some countries that are trying to put a ban on that, but I still believe the Word of God's getting out there. And the Word of God always has a way to get out to the ends of the world. And so people are listening to this, and honestly, there's people that are saved in countries around, in every country around the world except probably Vatican City. And so throughout the world, people are listening to this message, they're listening to the preaching, and you know what? Honestly, there could be a small group of soul winners that could congregate, not just in Hong Kong like they're doing now, but in some of these other areas. I know that in Singapore, there's a small group that congregates, and I know in the Philippines. You know, honestly, the reason why God's blessing this country with a lot of great churches, I believe, is because there's just been a group of people that have been going soul winning and been dedicated to the things of God, even though they didn't have a great church. So I just encourage you that if you live in an unreceptive area to the gospel, and if you don't have a great church, I'd encourage you, don't lose hope. Don't completely give up, but really try to meditate and pray about it and think about, where are the areas where I could honestly get some people saved? Is there a segment of population that would be receptive to the gospel? And if there is a segment of population that would be receptive to the gospel, where are those people meeting? Where can I find them so I could honestly have a lot of success out soul winning? So anyways, if you're from one of these countries, I hope this is an encouragement. You know, feel free to send me a message here on YouTube or email us at vbcmanila@gmail.com. And, you know, hopefully we can try to help establish some groups in various countries that will be receptive or will be zealous for preaching the gospel. Because, you know, I don't want to just lose hope in these countries and just think that there's no way to get people saved. Because the best way to get people saved is honestly just one-on-one preaching the gospel. And hopefully we can establish soul winners in countries throughout the entire world. Thank you and God bless.